Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Today we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. And it's kind of odd when we think about it, the fact that Jesus himself was baptized. He didn't need baptism. We're the ones who need the baptism, right? St. Maximus of Turin once said that Jesus wasn't baptized because he needed to be. He was baptized, he humiliated himself, or humbled himself, rather, and allowed himself to be baptized in order to sanctify the waters for our own baptism. We need the purification. He purified those waters for us. Those of us that have been baptized may not realize the effects of that baptism. And those of you out there who have not been baptized may wonder what those effects might be. First and foremost, our baptism is our entry into the church. It's when we become mystically united to Christ in the mystical body of Christ, and we are one in him. It's a day that we may not remember if we were baptized in our youth. For me, it was March 24th, 1963. I don't remember that. But I do know the effects of it. And over the years, I've had the great pleasure of working with folks in the Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults, RCIA. And it culminates on that Easter Vigil, when those who have spent the past months, years in some cases, preparing for baptism, enter into the waters over here at the font. And they receive that grace that they long for. And they receive that communion with Christ that they didn't know before. And you can see the joy that comes over their face. And the joy that those of us that have assisted them feel. A very real joy. That unfortunately, after that Easter Vigil, we don't always live out. We are called to live the gospel joyfully. To be joyful servants of each other, joyful members of the body of Christ, and to bring joy everywhere we go. It's not always easy. In fact, it can be quite difficult. We might be the difficulty for somebody else. But that doesn't change the fact that through our baptism, we are united to Christ, and we need to live our lives in such a manner that it shows. Any of you who have not been baptized, that have wondered what it might be, there's lots of resources for you to look up on the internet. There's lots of books to read. But the most important resource that you should have is someone who has been baptized. So those of you that are baptized, are members of the church, you need to live your life. We need to live our lives joyfully and gratefully, bringing the message of Christ to the world. The day that we were baptized, the Father in heaven did proclaim, "You are my well-beloved son, you are my well-beloved daughter, in whom I am well-pleased." We have been grafted onto that mystic vine with Christ. And we need to live our lives in such a manner that it shows for all the world to see. Pope Francis wrote about the joy of the gospel and how we are to be joyful recipients of the sacraments, but then joyful in going out and proclaiming the gospel, that we shouldn't have a dour look upon our face, but that we should proclaim it with the love of Christ. It's not always shown that in our actions. In fact, when you leave Mass today, you may not see that in the parking lot. People kind of trying to get out in a hurry. Take your time. Don't rush through life. Be grateful for what you have and share it with others. We've all been given a great gift in life. And we're given an even greater gift. An eternal life that we first encounter through baptism when we enter through those doors, through those waters. That Christ did for us. He showed us the way. He humbled himself by entering into those waters that he didn't need to enter into. Just as he entered into humanity. God didn't need to become man, but he did. And we have living examples of how to live our lives. Again, I ask you, and I may be repeating myself, to live the gospel joyfully. although it may not be easy, we're all called to do it. We all have a primary vocation to holiness, to become great saints. We may have examples of people that we know who live out the gospel life. Maybe it's easier to emulate their lives. Maybe it's easier to look at someone like a Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, or a Padre Pio, or a Father Sergio. We laugh at those things, but we see the reality in it, that we can truly find people that we know that we can behave more like them rather than like ourselves. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it's the innocence of a child who you know. The bottom line is, we have been given a great gift, and unfortunately, we're not always as grateful as we should be. Our Lord entered into those waters for us, those of us who have been blessed to receive the grace and faith through baptism, need to bring that life and that grace and faith alive for others to see, so that those that have not been baptized will want to know what it is that we have, and they will desire to be one with us in Christ, and that one day they may joyfully hear, "You are my well-beloved son, you are my well-beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased." Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.